When I was writing the National Geographic Pocket Guide, Birds of North America, my co-author, Jonathan Alderfer, told me he wanted the book to feature one of my photos, which he wanted me to select. He told me that that way I could legitimately call myself a National Geographic photographer. That seemed hilarious because I don't consider myself a photographer. I'm a birder with a camera. The photo I chose was taken with a point-and-shoot camera on May 3, 2006, while I was leading a warbler walk at Park Point. A couple dozen people showed up, which was surprising since the temperature started in the teens and barely climbed to 20. I was shivering when we came upon a cold little yellow-rumped warbler, all fluffed out and looking like a Jane Austen character, saying, "I am most seriously displeased." Taking what was really a snapshot was hardly an achievement. It's simply a souvenir of a lovely experience. But I confess that once I did mention something about National Geographic publishing one of my photos, I'd been birding alone when a guy lugging two Nikons with long lenses saw my long lens and started showing off photos on his cameras and listing awards he'd won. When he handed me his card and patronizingly invited me to contact him if I ever needed advice, well, wouldn't you have dropped the name National Geographic at that point? For 25 years, I birded the traditional way, with binoculars and a spotting scope. But no one defined me by my tools. Everyone understands that those optics simply help us get a better view. Now I've simply substituted a camera for my spotting scope. My current camera has a 500mm lens comparable to 10x binoculars, so it provides nowhere near the magnification my spotting scope did. But the camera's 48-megapixel sensor allows me to zoom in on the images when I get home to see details I could never have seen in the field. Even at close range, I can't take in, much less savor, every detail of a bird in the moment the way I can when I study my photos. My being in the habit of photographing so many of the birds I come across came in handy on Friday. I took a walk at Wabashashe Kana, or what we used to call the Western Waterfront Trail. I got to see plenty of early migrants, two pairs of trumpeter swans, Canada geese getting into territorial squabbles, a couple of skulking hermit thrushes, song sparrows, American robins, and red-winged blackbirds calling from just about everywhere. Several species of ducks were swimming about, and I was hoping to get some close-ups, but they disapprove of paparazzi and kept their distance. Then I picked out a distant common merganser just as it came up from a dive, and he seemed to have something in his beak. I instantly pulled up my camera and started shooting away on burst mode. I ended up with 42 fairly in-focus shots of the bird trying to down a ginormous fish that my dear friend Mick Fiocchi identified as a northern pike. With my binoculars, I could see the fish thrashing and the duck struggling to swallow it. But in real time, I never could have picked out the details that my photos show, even with my spotting scope. I thought the merganser might actually win the battle, but the fish was just too big. Finally, the bird spit it out and swam nonchalantly toward a female merganser. I don't know if she was impressed or not. Before I could get her photo, she dived. The pike went under and is probably right this very moment salivating over the thought of dining on baby mergansers in a month or so. I have no idea how far away I was from this exciting interaction. I'm terrible at gauging distances, usually leaving that to my camera, which provides a pretty accurate focus distance in the photo's EXIF information. This time, it said the distance was infinity, the exact same as when I photographed the moon, though I'm pretty sure the duck and fish were closer than that. As Forrest Gump almost said, Bird watching, whether you're using binoculars, a spotting scope, or just your own senses, is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, but it's certain to be sweet. Birding with a camera is just as sweet and leaves you with a lovely, lingering aftertaste as well. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.